SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is all about something super important: building a rock-solid sense of self. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, reacting instead of really living? Like you're not quite sure who you are or what you want? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? Developing a stronger sense of self isn't some mystical journey reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's something we can all actively cultivate right here, right now. It's about understanding your values, embracing your strengths, and owning your story, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to build a sense of self that's both powerful and authentic. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, know yourself. This isn't about staring into a mirror for hours, though that can be fun sometimes. It's about actively reflecting on your values, beliefs, passions, and what truly brings you joy. What makes you tick? What gets you fired up? Write it down, journal about it, talk to someone you trust. Getting curious about yourself is the first step to self-discovery. Next, define your boundaries. Think of boundaries like the invisible walls that protect your energy and sanity. They're essential for maintaining a strong sense of self because they allow you to say yes to what matters most and no to things that drain you. Setting healthy boundaries doesn't mean being selfish. It means prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, embrace your imperfections. We all have them, believe me. But instead of hiding them or beating yourself up, learn to accept and even celebrate them. Imperfections are what make us unique and human. They are the cracks that let the light shine through. So next time you stumble, don't dwell on it. Learn from it, laugh it off, and keep moving forward with grace. Speaking of moving forward, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. When you make mistakes, be gentle with yourself. Remember that everyone has setbacks, and there are opportunities for growth. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And finally, live intentionally. Instead of just going through the motions, ask yourself, what do I want to create in my life? Set goals that align with your values and passions. Make choices that support your growth and well-being. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride and keep striving towards becoming the best version of yourself. Let's imagine this. You're at a party surrounded by people you don't know very well. Ever felt that awkwardness creep in, where you start second-guessing yourself and your place in the room? Maybe you find yourself agreeing with everything just to fit in or changing your opinions to match the crowd. But what if, instead of shrinking back, you own your unique perspective? What if you spoke your truth, shared your passions, and connected with others on a deeper level based on authenticity, not conformity? That's the power of a strong sense of self. It allows you to confidently navigate any situation, knowing who you are and what you stand for. So here's the takeaway. Cultivating a strong sense of self is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and keep moving forward with intention and purpose. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Ready to take action? First, take a few minutes today to reflect on one thing that truly makes you feel alive. What brings you joy? What are you passionate about? Write it down and remind yourself of it often. Second, think about a boundary you'd like to set in your life. It could be anything from saying no to extra commitments to speaking up for yourself more assertively. Make a plan to implement that boundary this week. And lastly, don't forget to practice self-compassion. You're doing great. Remember to be kind to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and keep striving towards becoming the best version of you. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends, and remember you are more powerful than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.